Hey everyone, welcome to the Pillow Talk podcast. I'm Hannah Gee.
And I'm Allie Jensen. Please be patient with us. We are learning as we go, and we have recorded this like 4 times.
We're hoping that this will be our last one take wonder.
We want to keep this episode just a little bit shorter than our future episodes.
We're just going to have this be an introduction of ourselves and why we started this podcast.
So let's just get straight into it.
My name is Hannah Gee and I'm 18 years old. I'm from Bountiful, Utah and I've lived here my whole life. I'm the youngest of 3 kids and I have the best parents ever.
You definitely do, honestly.
They're seriously so amazing and I'm so lucky to have them. They're my biggest cheerleaders and have been by my side through it all. I definitely would not be here without them. I also have 2 dogs. One that I bought kind of on accident without telling my parents while I was living in the hospital for over a year. But that's a whole nother story for a different day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Allie Jensen, like I said. I'm honestly so happy to have you guys listening to us. Your support means more than anything to us. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Draper, Utah. I did just get engaged to my amazing fiancé, Baylen Rackley.
He is the best.
He really is. He's
Everyone
a saint.
Needs a Baylen in their
Really,
lives.
Everybody does deserve a Baylen in their life. I also have a really cute service dog named Bowie. He's a Portuguese water dog. I'm the youngest of 5 kids, and I have the most amazing parents as well. Honestly, having like a chronically ill kid is so challenging.
We're so lucky to have the parents that we have. They've been so supportive, and without them,
we would not be alive, honestly. I'm so excited to share our stories and experiences with you all. I have always struggled, especially I've been sick for over 11 years, so I just felt super alone because I just had no one to relate to. And I'm hoping that we can be that person that you can relate to. I danced growing up, and I also feel like having like to change your life plan and your dreams is huge.
Since we got sick so young, our lives kind of were like stopped, and everyone else's lives just kept going, so felt very lonely and isolating. So that's why we're here, to create a space where you can feel understood and validated. We've both been through so much throughout our journeys, in the healthcare system and just in every day-to-day life, from misdiagnoses, gaslighting from doctors, and trying to advocate for ourselves. We've had lots of hospitalizations, and we just want to share stories to raise awareness for the very complex and complicated health issues we suffer with that go undiagnosed and overlooked so many times. And to let others who might be suffering with similar struggles know that you're not alone.
And it's not all just about the hard and sad stuff, honestly. There will be plenty of that, for sure. But we will also talk about, you know, finding strength, humor, hope, even the darkest times. And we're just kind of here to bring the real and raw realities of living with a chronic illness that kind of people just don't understand, so
we want to be vulnerable and talk about the good, the bad, and everything in between.
In the future episodes, we'll go way more into detail about our crazy experiences, like traveling all across the world and countries.
For surgeries and spending over a year living in the hospital.
Hannah, she literally lived in the hospital for, no, not even a year. How many days?
373 days.
That is literally insane. Can you guys all let that settle in for a second?
And then I went home for like a week, and then I was back in the hospital for like 3 months.
Yeah.
In a different state. So.
Yeah, she got stuck.
Yeah. Of course. That's another story.
That's a whole different story.
But
it's not funny. We just have to laugh, else we will cry all the time.
Laughing is better than crying, so we'll take laughter over crying any day. But we have lots of ER visit stories that are shocking and funny, but not funny. It's funny how ridiculous it is. We have lots of funny and ridiculous and sometimes hurtful things people have said to us since we've been sick. And
not just doctors, like
family, friends.
Literally like, all of the above, but also mostly doctors.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, people will say stuff and they, it's meant well, but sometimes, like, maybe, why did you say that?
And maybe
but,
you shouldn't have said
so we'll anything. Even give you some tips on what not to tell someone
who might has be a chronic illness.
Yeah. We have lots of medical trauma, to say the least, because we've endured being mistreated and dismissed because of having rare diseases.
We'll also share moments of resilience. We want to share our horrible situations so people can also be able to find strength and keep pushing forward, even when it feels impossible and even when it's hard to get up out of bed and live a day-to-day life.
And how we try to stay positive, and we'll talk about all the lessons we've learned and the perspectives that we've gained and the miracles and the really cool experiences we've had along the way and the amazing people that we've been fortunate enough to meet and the crazy, sometimes unbelievable situations that we found ourselves in.
So whether you're someone that has a chronic illness, a caregiver, a medical professional, or someone who just wants to understand a little more about our journeys and where our lives go and what our lives are really like, we really hope you'll join us and continue to listen.
We want this podcast to be a source of comfort and hope and inspiration, positivity, but also be able to be vulnerable. And we hope that we can help even just one person feel loved and supported and validated, because that would make it all worth it to us. No one will feel alone in that. We can create a community of love and support.
We already have such a great close-knit community here. I mean, honestly, a lot of us chronic illness girls, especially in like the Salt Lake Valley, really talk and try to like find the right way to do things, or
there's what just people not have like gone a through. Specific place where we can all like come to
and like,
and so we would love to
be that place.
Yeah. So if you want to connect with us, we would love to, or if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to talk about or stories that you want to share,
or if you're struggling and like you can't find anyone to talk to, we're here. Like, yes. Seriously, DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, you can reach out to us on any of our social medias that will be in the description of this podcast.
Don't hesitate to reach out. You are not alone, seriously.
Another reason why we started this is because having each other.
It's been life-changing, honestly. It really has been.
Because we both have, like, amazing family and friends. But
if you're not living in those experiences, you don't get it. You can be the most amazing person in the world and try to empathize as much as you want and can. And that goes a long way and means the total world to us.
But sometimes, like, people who actually know what you're going through, not only physically, but, like, mentally. The emotional side of it. And it's just, like, a huge difference because they just really, like, Allie really knows, like, what it feels like, and I really know what it feels like.
And if we just need people to relate to, or, like, that really understand what we're talking about.
We want to be able to create a community that's really close and that you can feel not as alone, like we said before, but...
How long have we been friends for? I'm trying to think about this. So...
Since 2020, but we became really close, I think, 2 years ago. 2022? Yeah, when I was in the hospital, she was also in the hospital upstairs, though.
Yeah.
I was on the pediatric unit, and she was on the adult floor, and she came downstairs right before she got discharged.
We got some good snuggles in. Yeah. I remember that was such a horrible visit. We were trying to get my GJ tube and my NJ tube. We were just trying to figure everything going on with my feedings, and I was so fortunate to have Hannah there because I remember how much I was just going through it. I did not have a good attitude at the time because you can't always have a good attitude, if I'm being honest. But
yeah, sometimes you have to like sit in your sadness and
feel your emotions and not just like let them be shoved under the rug and trying to forget about them.
We try and like be as positive as we can, but a lot of days we just... you just can't be super positive every day. A lot of days you just have to sit in your sadness and
feel your feelings.
Exactly.
And honestly, let me just say right now, therapy's amazing too. So.
And I love this quote. I can't remember exactly how it goes, but it's something like, you've survived 100% of every hard day you thought you couldn't make it through.
You can get through it no matter what. Even when you don't feel like you can and you literally feel like you can't do another day.
And it seems impossible. You just remember all the days that you thought that you couldn't get through, you did. And you can continue to, even if that is extremely hard, you can do it. And we believe in you.
And it's okay one day to be like, I want to give up. Because you can pick yourself back up. It'll be okay. Got to feel your feelings and then you got to work them through. Because we could literally cry about our lives all day, every day. We got the reasons to, honestly.
Yes. But anyways,
we love you all so much.
Yes. And thank you so much for being here. And we're looking forward to bringing you many more episodes full of inspiration, information, and support.
We also would love to, like, have so many different types of people on here. Say, for example, not just our peers that, like, have our diagnoses. We will for sure have that. But also, like, doctors, physical therapists. We just kind of want, like, all different point of views.
Yeah, because we want to share our personal stories, but we also want to help provide, like, information.
Excited, to be honest.
Yes, it will be really good. And also, we would love to have other people on that not only have what we have, but also who have been through hard things. Because everyone has been through hard things, even if it might not seem as hard as what we are going through.
Everything is hard. Relative. Is hard.
Yeah, everyone has hard, and it's, like, your own personal, like, journey. And so we would love for you to share your experiences. We'll ask questions on our Instagram for some of our podcasts. So if you go over and follow that Instagram, we would love your input and stuff.
But also, one more goal we have is like, we talked about this for a while. I've been kind of trying to do something like this ever since, I think, Christmas, right? You were in the hospital still, too. I just want to do some type of event with, like, all our girls and guys that have our same diagnoses here in the Valley. And go to, like, meet each other in person and really create a more close-knit community. Hopefully, we can kind of get that figured out. I get everybody to meet each other and feel comfortable to reach out to each other.
Having Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, vascular compressions, and mast cell activation syndrome, and all
everything.
All of the diagnoses that we have, it's really hard, but I think that if we can turn it into something positive
in any way,
be there for each other.
You can't let it completely stop your life. You gotta be able to live your life too and do things that make you happy, give you purpose. And in our opinions, this is our purpose. Yes. We really feel like this is our reason why we're still on this earth and why we're still alive.
Yes, but so this podcast is finding our purpose through sharing our stories. And we want to show that chronic illnesses do not have to define you.
You are more than your illnesses. Yes. You really are. That's not your whole character.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap it up for today. But
we love
you
guys.
Thank you so much for joining our first episode. And we hope you learned a little bit about us. And
we're so grateful for you guys. So please tune in.
We can't wait to bring you lots more episodes.
Also, please remember that we are still feeling really bad too. So, like, our goal obviously would be like one episode a week or.
But for now, we'll probably go with like once every other week or once a month until we can figure out a better way, because
we don't always feel great. Like, I can't always get down to Hannah's. Or please give us grace if we are not consistent. We are trying our absolute best.
Yes, and we're learning as we go. But Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you.
Love you guys.
See you in our next episode. Bye.